Thank you very much, Ambassador, and good morning to you all. I'm very much looking forward to the discussions that we will have and certainly to the recommendations that you will make. It has appeared to me that over the last two sessions, we have really received a great deal of deliberated recommendations been reflected in our final recommendations, and we hope that this is the same that happens this time. I want to just to follow up with Madam Combs' comments that my specific reason for wanting to be part of the permanent forum was to make sure that people of African descent and the continent of Africa are more closely linked in terms of recognizing each other's historic journey to recovering all that has been lost in the last few hundred years. And it appears to me that we're well on our way to engaging in that way. Now, as we get through this third session, my recommendation to you is to think carefully about the processes that are happening inside the United Nations this year, which Natalia Kanem referred to, the Summit of the Future, which will be anchored by the Pact for the Future, which member states are negotiating as we speak. And the member states who are represented here know that their colleagues and counterparts in New York are undertaking those negotiations. I would urge you to make sure that you connect with your national delegation to make sure that they get their colleagues in New York to begin to take some of these recommendations into the negotiating room so that in September, when the world's leaders, and by that I refer to heads of state and government, come to New York, they will find the content of your deliberations ready for adoption. And that adoption then, much like Durban, will offer a further platform for action. For the delegations that are here, and particularly the delegations that have taken the opportunity to be represented here at a high level, at a ministerial level, or at a level from capital, we're very thankful to have you here, and we hope that you will show leadership in the negotiations that will be ongoing in New York so that we are able to succeed. Finally, there is nothing quite like being in a room of African people who are deliberating on their future and on moving to the full realization of their human rights, their prosperity, peace, and security. It is incredibly uplifting, and I could not be happier to be here. Thank you.